7.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed in Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. A prisoner swap is bringing two Americans home, Evan Griskovich and Paul Whelan. They are headed back to the United States, part of a prisoner swap with Moscow. ABC's Patrick Reval has more on Paul Whelan, who's been held since 2018.
Paul Whelan has been left behind several times in previous prisoner swaps. And obviously that has been agonizing for his family. He was passed over when Brittany Griner was released, for example. And so the U.S. for years now has been trying to come up with a deal that would allow them to free him as well recently as Evan Griskovich. It seems finally that they have managed to do this.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Griskovich has been held since last year. In 2023, his mother, Ella Millman, told ABC News she was holding out hope for a release.
We don't know much about it, but we're still, you know, very, very optimistic that it's going in the right direction.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's 12 days until Wisconsin's fall primary. Anecdotally, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections or who use social media to foment dissent.
Millis speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is planning one of the largest mapping projects of Lake Superior in some of its deepest waters. According to a WDIO report, the organization has been collecting new mapping data on the lake since 2020 and is hoping the data they receive will help with safety, navigation, and even tracking invasive species in the lake. Their crews plan to return to the lake next summer to collect data in the deeper waters. The data could take as much as 2 years to be released after collection. St. Louis County officials are reminding residents to submit their damage assessments following the severe flooding in June. According to county officials, residents must submit their damage assessments by Friday to schedule an inspection by the county. Homeowners that suffered damage from the floods could be eligible for property tax relief in the form of the local option disaster abatements and credits. If an assessor determines that their property qualifies, homeowners have until August 30th to submit those forms. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs opening some eyes, beating veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 66.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, hey, hey. Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday for a throwback edition. Donald Trump has offended Jewish people. He's offended black people. What ethnic group will he offend today?
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's been a
Yeah, it has been a hard day's night, right?
You can see the pudginess in my face, the bloodshot eyes, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a hard day's night for my guests. Good morning. Oh, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So I am joined by Mr. Kurt Bengstad of the Minocqua Brewing
Company. You got it.
And Mr. Matt Grove.
Yes.
Of what's
our company's Equality Vines.
Equality Vines.
Correct. So cause-based wine company.
Cause-based wine company. So last night, I was given kind of an opportunity of a lifetime. To come hang out with some really cool guys, and so we've got them on the air this morning. You know, it's my first wine tasting.
Well, we got after it yesterday. We got to have some good wines.
Your first one, or we got to get you to a lot more. It's the spice of life, my friend.
Yeah, you know, met some really, really nice people, man.
We had and a
I want to thank you guys
there.
For that.
Yeah, we had some. We have some brilliant people, some Milwaukee's finest were there. Judge Mosley.
Oh, yeah.
Larry and James.
Heisel.
Larry Heisel, Milwaukee brewer.
Yeah.
I brought it up for you, Earl. Brought the A-team.
let me ask you guys. You guys are in the brewing and winery business. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to tell you that's a... It's a pretty broad market. There's a lot of competition in that market. Tell us a little bit, Kurt. You've been in the brewery business for how long?
So I brought my wife, actually, when she was diagnosed with cancer from New York back to Wisconsin, as so many Wisconsinites do when push comes to shove and you got to get close to family, you do that. So I moved back to Wisconsin, and we ultimately ended up vacationing in Minocqua, and I ended up falling in love with this place. I had a stage, and I'm really into music. And so I bought the Minocqua Brewing Company in 2016. But our current incarnation with, you know, selling the beer and kind of being progressive beer happened after COVID, because it threw so many brew pubs and breweries and the whole hospitality industry into a tailspin. So I pivoted, and I started I was just so frustrated with the politics of the time that I started making beer with my own feelings right on the sleeve of the beer, which is progressive.
So did you know anything about brewing beer before? Why did you choose that?
I didn't know. I ultimately lived in that town because my wife, once we visited there, and we were close enough to my family, which lives in Stevens Point, once she visited, she's like, Kirk, we're staying here. You know, she didn't have a lot of time left, and we bought a house on a lake, and she always just wanted to kind of be peaceful. And so once we figured Monaco was going to be where we're going to kind of stick around, you got to be in the tourism industry or you got to do something in hospitality. That's all that Monaco is. So no, didn't know anything about brewing. Didn't anything about running a restaurant. I've learned a lot. I still hire brewers. I can't call myself a brewer, but I've been shoveling the spent grain and I clean the tanks and I'm like the sidekick to a lot of these guys,
right?
But I'm not an artist like these guys are.
And this guy here, Matt Grove, man, I was really blown away by your story. You used to be cannon fodder for a good friend of ours, Judge Derek Mosley, on the basketball court, huh?
Judge Mosley and I grew up together on the south side of Chicago, and we both got away and followed our passions and have brought us back full circle. Our lives are kind of come back together here as I've introduced my wines here to the Wisconsin market.
Well, just to be able to reconnect with the childhood person and friend, yeah, got to be invaluable, right?
We hadn't seen each other in 30 years.
Oh, really? Last night?
Yeah. So there were big hugs and lots of toasting. And yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Matt Grove. I mean, you live in San Diego.
I do. I live in San Diego.
Some of us dream of having the opportunity to live in a place that is listed as one of the greatest places in the entire world to live.
It's certainly easy living in San Diego. But I do have a commute. I commute about every other week up to the Russian River Valley, which is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco. And that's where most of my vineyards, that vineyard owners and winemakers are. And that's where we have our presence, our wine shop and tasting room.
Well, you are an entrepreneur, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, your travels and how you got into all the different things, that led you to where you are now.
So we chatted a little bit yesterday. I co-founded the first organic beef company in the U.S. in the early 2000s. So I went from supply chain tech to producing organic beef, and we grew that business very quickly. Did all the organic beef for Costco nationwide and other big retailers. We were the biggest organic beef company going. Sold that and became passionate about wine from a mentor of mine in the Bay Area and started a wine company based out of South Africa of all places, doing just retail wine, large production, 2,500 case production, a little bit unfulfilling. And then in 2013, my Aunt Marilyn passed away, Dr. Marilyn Schultz, and her death kind of inspired me to follow my passion. And I started a wine company based around, for me, equality. And at that time, the fight for gay marriage was real. And that's how I met my business partner, the lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court decision, Obergefell v. Hodges. Jim Obergefell is my co-founder. We met in 2015 and had this vision to start a wine and donate a lot of money along the way.
So, you know, wine. Is something you've always loved, wine, or just?
I came into it when I had a mentor of mine that was a beef distributor in the Bay Area, a gentleman by the name of Bala Karande from Uganda. And I'll never forget, he says, Matt, your beef is the Cadillac of beef, and you drink light beer. And he was so dismissive, and he took me up to Napa and really opened my eyes and introduced me, taught me how to enjoy wine, how to pair wine with food. And so I owe everything, really, my passion for wine to Bala Karande. And from that point on, I was hooked.
You know, Calvin, I think the call was probably from Larry Heisel Jr. So, Larry Heisel Jr., if you're out there, call in right now. We'll add you to this growing list of entrepreneurs who, you know, are doing some great things in our community. I want to go back before we bring James Burnett in. I want to go back to Kurt, how you brought this band of brothers together.
So you know, Earl and I, you know, we've actually hung out before in, you know, kind of the progressive media.
Yeah, circles. You and I, yeah.
And so, you know, I've been doing this beer now for about 4 years. So, you know, Biden beer, which is inoffensive and not bitter. You know, that's the tagline. So we've been doing Democratic stuff and progressive stuff. And, but I needed a wine because I was 70% of the people who follow me on social media or follow my company are women over the age of 35. And so I'm kind of making the wrong liquid because, you know, the stats show that that demographic drinks a lot more wine than they do beer. And I was making a reproductive rights beer called Choice, and it wasn't selling very well. And I was trying to donate some of the profits to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And so I was luckily – I was kind of just talking about this so much. Like, we need a wine company. I need a wine company. And I met somebody, and I was doing a beer tasting down in Evanston, Illinois, who knew Matt. They put us together. So we quickly became friends. They're doing exactly the same thing that I'm not exactly, but you know, our goals are very similar in terms of our company. We want to sell great alcoholic beverages, but we also want to make a difference. We want to leave our mark, and we want to do progressive cause-based booze. So I met him. We became friends. And all of a sudden, it's hard for me to get a distributor in Wisconsin because I'm kind of a firebrand.
Yeah.
And these distributors are worried that I'm going to somehow like taint, you know, their company with my liberalness. And so it's not been easy. And most of these companies are really entrenched. I mean, they've been around for like 100 years. You know, they're typically more on the conservative side. So I read in the Milwaukee Journal that this new company was starting up called Big League Distributing. And a friend of mine who was in, you know, kind of Milwaukee political circles knew James from the Milwaukee Journal because he was a reporter there. And he said, Kirk, you should give these guys a call. Doesn't look like they're from all the same families that kind of run the distribution stuff in Wisconsin. Maybe these guys might give you a shot. So that's why I just reached out to James, and now we're all here.
Heaven forbid a dyed-in-the-wood liberal. Yeah, well, you know, let me do this. 844-967-2789. Do you have any non-alcoholic beers or wine? Matt from Germantown.
Yeah, we just released, you know, it's so funny, I've got it in my car. It's called Nope, and it's got a picture of Donald Trump with a clown nose in the O, and it's a lemon-lime sparkling water. We just did that. It's the first time we've done something non-alcoholic. We did it to put a little mini billboard in every store we possibly can that says Wisconsin says nope to Donald Trump.
All right. 844. Let's try that again. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by three great guys that I got a chance to meet on last night. And Mr. Matt Grove, James Burnett, and Luciano Pavarotti. Oh, Kurt Bangstad.
I was trying to serenade your wife last night. You weren't supposed to be paying attention.
They are the proprietors of Equality, a new wine manufacturer. They've got some great stories. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Okay, so.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guests are Mr. Kurt Bengstad, Mr. James Burnett, and Mr. Matt Grove. They are the proprietors of Equality, a new wine distribution. Not
wine company, Equality Vines, and then Big League Distributing is Mr. James over here.
All right. So, Mr. James Burnett, how you doing, sir?
Not bad. No complaints.
No, man, it's good to see you again.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yeah. You and I had a great time last night as well. We were able to spend some time talking about a lot of different things. How did you get engaged, involved in this?
So, I'll try to give the abbreviated version.
Yeah.
So, you referenced Larry Heisel Jr. earlier. Good right. friend of mine. Outside of my wife, I think I'd probably call him my best friend.
Yeah, that's a Larry great friend to have. He's a great friend to have.
We go way back. When he was in a different industry over 20 years ago, he actually made my wife and I our wedding bands. So we go back a ways. In any case, Larry and I launched a nonprofit project about 5 years ago. I had just moved back to Milwaukee. To the Milwaukee area.
You were a journalist?
Yes, I was a journalist for 16 years. Journal Sentinel, Miami Herald, Boston Globe.
Wow.
And some broadcast correspondence with NPR and PRI. A little bit with CNN.
Okay.
So got out of journalism into public relations and marketing. Was working in Boston. Came back to southeast Wisconsin to help care for a sick relative, my father-in-law. And Larry and I connected. Reconnected, and we quickly picked up where we left off. And we were working on a nonprofit project about leadership around sports.
Right.
And so with his father's connections through his career in professional baseball, we reached out to Dusty Baker. And if you're a baseball fan, then you know. If you don't, then shame on you.
Yeah.
Look him up.
Dusty Baker, great guy.
So we reached out to Dusty and I said, we'd love your endorsement for this project. And can we get it? And he said, how would you like that endorsement? He said, we want you on video. I said, well, let me think about it. I'll do it at some point. And he reached out and told us about 4 years ago now, shortly before Christmas, 4 years ago, come on out and see me. In the off season, he's living in Sacramento. We thought, it's a long way to go to get a video, yeah. But someone can film you there.
There's Dusty Baker. Man.
But it's Dusty Baker.
Right.
If he says to come do it on site, then we're going to go do it on site. So we went to Sacramento, spent a few days with Dusty, seeing the town and getting better acquainted with him. And he shot our video. And then he told us, I want to show you guys something else that I haven't shown you yet. And it was his wine operation. Caught us off guard. We were wildly impressed with what he had built up. And Larry, being the eternal entrepreneur, Dusty, you ever consider selling this in the Midwest? I mean, you were in Chicago for a number of years, and Dusty's response was that he had thought about it and he was interested in it, but hadn't connected with the right people. Before he could complete the sentence, Larry said, absolutely, we're in. James and I will do it. So we came back to Wisconsin, did about a year's worth of research and homework, because Larry will tell you I will nitpick details. And so we did the research, we did the homework, and came to the conclusion we could do it, and then went through the arduous process of getting permitted by the federal government, licensed by the state of Wisconsin, brought in a third partner who's out of the country right now, and in March, I believe, we finally got all of our permitting, I's dotted, T's crossed, with the state, with the federal government, and we launched Big League Distributing, which, to the best of our knowledge, is the first full-service wholesale alcohol operation in Wisconsin that was launched by people of color and fully owned by people of color.
And so, as if that wasn't challenging enough, you wind up with these two guys. These these characters.
I did. Characters, exactly. So, but you know what? I love characters. So we're getting along great. And I was joking with Larry. This is very much like a sibling relationship. There are points where we're going to butt heads and want to strangle each other. And then there are points where it's going to be one big group hug. And when Kirk reached out, it's funny. Larry and I had gotten advice from a number of people that we greatly appreciate. Some of them, however, said, you know, you want to work with this type of person or not that type of person. And our response was, we checked several huge boxes in getting into this industry. We're not going to have people dictate to us who we can work with based on what they believe.
Right.
Because if that's going to be the case, I am not a fan at all of hypocrisy, then I want my progressive friends to stop driving their Teslas. I want my right-leaning friends to stop shopping at Target and everywhere in between. We can work with people who produce great products, and it just so happens we agree with a great deal of what they're saying. So I thought it was a match made in heaven, and for our friends who disagreed, told them, we love you anyway. We'll figure out a way to continue getting along, but we're doing business.
You know, Matt and Kurt, it's one thing to get into business, but you added this whole different reality to it, and that's in what you do with the product and the fact that you do more than just sell it. There's something behind each and every one of the names of the product that you produce, and then you're donating money to causes. Let's talk about that, because out of all the things that you're doing, the fact that the end result of it is not just profit, it's to make a difference in the lives of people. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I think, for me, that was always the passion part of this. We founded the company, Jim and I, on this premise that we were going to donate a sizable portion of revenues back to organizations that make a difference, quality organizations aligned with equality. But what was most important is that we wanted to lead.
So let me do this. Let me get you to hold that thought. 844-967-2789 is the number. Equality
Binds.
Is in the studio, represented by Mr. Kurt Bankstad, Mr. James Burnett, and Mr. Matt Grove have joined us. You can join us as well at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Cannabis is illegal for recreational use in Wisconsin. Only CBD products with a low THC level are legal for medical use. David Hilden of the American College of Physicians urges research to settle the question of cannabis safety.
Voters don't have all of that information at their fingertips. And so it is up to state governments, public health agencies, the federal government, to do that scientific inquiry into the benefits and the harms and then put some safeguards in place.
The college says states should consider the effects of legalization on communities and not just users. It's another record year for attendance for the EAA Air Venture. About 686,000 people came to the world's largest fly-in last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say they're closing in on a temporary fix for the unbearable heat in the arena. According to a Fox 21 report, DECC officials say they will be renting a temporary air conditioning unit until they can use nearly $3 million of state bonding money to install their new AC system. The rental will cost the facility $100,000 over the next year and should arrive within a few weeks. The organization will also bring in more large fans and misting stations for visitors. A Rice Lake High School student has been named the winner of the 2025 Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Sticker Design Contest. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, junior Evan Strand was named the winner. His submission aimed to capture the essence of a night spent camping under the stars, which will now be printed on over 500,000 state park vehicle admission stickers. The contest is in its 34th year, featuring the artwork of high school students. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're looking for a movie to watch this coming October 11th, you might want to check out Saturday Night, the film about the launch of Saturday Night Live in 1975. The Hollywood Reporter writes that it is getting a primo release date when it comes to award season. The film is directed by Jason Reitman and tells the story of the behind-the-scenes drama leading up to the first episode of Saturday Night Live. Real-time host Bill Maher sat down for an in-depth, as much as possible anyway, conversation with Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hawktua Girl, on his Club Random podcast, where Maher shared his views on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Maher said he thinks Kelce will dump Swift because Swift is immature and at 35, a little too old to be wearing her boyfriend's football jersey, said the 68-year-old Maher to his hot 21-year-old guest. The episode saw the self-proclaimed intellectual Maher laugh at the jokes Welch dropped in between double negatives. Why would you sacrifice your principles to talk to someone whose fame timer is in rapid decline? Yes, I'm asking Haley. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll be in the low, maybe into the mid-80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with a high in the upper 80s to right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 66.
Lake Air is looking for a sports play-by-play announcer. Lake Air will soon be your home for Amory Sports, starting with football this fall. If you love sports and have always dreamed of being part of a broadcast team, this is your chance. Here's an opportunity to make some extra money and enjoy the sports you love. Give us a call at 715-733-0539 or email info@lakeair.radio. Lake Air WLAK, hometown radio refreshed. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Cosa, na, you're...
Bella. Go ahead.
Fresca. Arregiana festa. Che bella cosa na giornata sole.
I think it is now Matt's turn and James' turn. No takers?
No. I gave up on the attempt to sing.
So welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. That was Mr. Kurt Bangstad, and that was real. He is a nationally renowned opera singer, and you sounded just like Luciano Pavarotti. You really did, man. So how do you get from there to where you are now?
So it's always been in my bones. My parents are music professors at Stevens Point, at UWSP. And so it took a lot to give up on all things that I was supposed to do and pursue opera, but I did, and I was in New York for a while doing it. But then my wife got cancer, and so we figured we had to be closer to home, and so we moved back to Wisconsin. And you know, it's okay. Once you find love, somehow being on stage is not so important anymore. So I was okay leaving the opera world and leaving the performing world and taking care of my wife.
Listen, that's, you know, how do I follow any of that? That's spectacular, man. Your talent that you have in that area is really unquestioned. I mean, listening to you, I'm sure people in the audience felt the same way. You could feel it in your soul.
Yeah. That's, you know, if you've chose passion and you chose exactly what you want to do for much of your life, then I realized at an early age that, you know, no one's going to stop you if you listen to your heart. And so that's why we're doing this brewing thing. You know, everybody says you're going to alienate everybody.
So let's get to your carpetbagger friends. That's a mild attempt at humor, sir. So Matt, we were talking about how you guys decided that you were going to make these beverages and make them have a meaning and not just, you know, produce it, but that there's something behind it.
Right. And I think you touched on it earlier. You had a chance to taste through our portfolio. And the first thing that probably stuck out to you is the wines are exceptional, right?
Right.
This isn't a gimmick. We didn't want to put some cheap grape juice in a bottle and put a rainbow flag on it and go, look at this. The wines are exceptional. The winemakers that we've chosen are typically underrepresented. We've got people of color that make wine for us. We've got several female winemakers. We really try to embrace the talk that we say. We really try to walk it as well. And, you know, when I look back at the labels we've created, and some of them are kind of kitschy and cheeky, but at the end of the day, we've been able to donate more than $250,000 to our partner organizations over the years, you know, one bottle at a time. And we've never lost sight of that give back component, but we've also made some really, really killer wines, Earl.
So where are your wines? How do people get access? Are they on the market?
We're going to be in Wisconsin retail and on premise customers very shortly through James over here, the distributor. This is our partner and our exclusive distributor. They're going to carry our product in not only Wisconsin, but Illinois and Arizona. So we're proud to be with them. You can also, in the short term, buy online at equalityvines.com. And I actually created a promo code for your listeners, Earl, if they want to take advantage of it.
Well, so go ahead.
Yeah, it's at checkout online. Enter the promo code EQ Wine Fest, because we had an Equality Wine Fest last night. That's EQ Wine Fest, and we'll give you 15% off.
Is it the screw off top kind of wine?
You saw me working those corks. You saw me. You saw me popping corks yesterday, Earl.
It really is quality. Quality grapes. And James, I'm sure you wouldn't be engaged in it if it wasn't quality.
Not at all. I mean, I say this with some humor. Larry and I would not be peddling swill from anybody. So one thing we agreed on in the beginning was quality products. That's what we're going to do. It's a trial and error thing. We were not wine people when we first had our first serious business meeting with Dusty Baker about wine. He wanted to know, what do you guys know? And we said, we like how some of it tastes and
right.
don't like the rest. And he's like, yeah, you guys have a lot of homework to do. So it's been a humbling experience to work with people who know wine and could teach us on a professional level the difference in grapes, the varietals, and this type and that type, etc. And we're still learning, but again, one thing we picked up on immediately with these two was this wine is great.
You know, Matt, how do you go from beer, brewing beer, right, to wine? I mean, you know, it's kind of like you don't drink wine and beer at the same time. They don't quite mix, right?
Yeah. So, you know, because I'm doing all this, you know, progressive stuff, basically – my strength in the whole business is coming up with kind of provocative labels.
Yeah.
And so, and I came up, so I'm making beer and I got brewers making my beer in Wisconsin. So we're not making wine. I'm partnered with Matt at Equality Vines because we made this label called Choice for Reproductive Rights. And I just thought, you know, this label just needs to be on a wine. It doesn't need to be on a beer. You know, the people that are being most affected by losing choice in Wisconsin are obviously women, and women drink wine, and we wanted to get that out in front as a, you know, 70-80% of Wisconsinites are, you know, wanted Roe to be the status quo. It shouldn't be political, but I wanted to make sure that people saw the word choice and they understood that that was a pro-choice wine out on the grocery store shelves in Wisconsin. So I found Matt, and we've just become fast friends because we're doing different things. I'm making beer, he's making wine, but our goals are very similar.
Well, you know, James, you're a marketing guy. You couldn't tell him, hey, don't mix politics with. I mean, you know, it's recipe for disaster.
Well, this would have required a little bit of time travel too, but all kidding aside, even if I could have, I don't know that I would have told him that. People, like Kirk said, people have to mix what they're passionate about or blend what they're passionate about with their interests and even business interests. So I applaud him for digging in his heels, toeing the line and saying, this is what I believe in. And I see an intersection between what I'm passionate about and a business opportunity.
Kurt, can you talk about Oktoberfest tour?
Yeah, so this was, you know, before Kamala entered the race and the media was just hammering away every single day on Biden, I thought, you know, this might be, we have a super PAC. So the Minocqua Brewing Company super PAC is our political arm. We've raised about $1.7 million, on average $40 a donation, typically from folks up in northern Wisconsin. Because they feel like the Democratic Party is kind of not really there. I said, this might have to be the biggest thing that we do because they were hammering on Biden. And I was like, we got to stop Trump in Wisconsin. So I created a fest beer called Antifa Oktoberfest. And I got a picture on the label of
Oktoberfest.
It's a blue fist rising. And it's a picture of American soldiers landing, landing in France, Normandy, the beaches of Normandy, because those were our original anti-fascists, were American soldiers that were at war with Hitler. And on the back of the can, there's an old cartoon with Captain America punching Hitler in the face. And so in the back of the can, it says, is it okay to punch a Nazi? I don't know if you might have seen that too much in the back of a beer can before, but that's some of my more provocative stuff.
So Earl, your question about my marketing advice. So,
apparently, he's not taking it.
This is where it might have come in.
I'll go ahead.
But the it turned into a 12-city tour where we rented out venues in 12 cities, and I've got a bunch of musicians playing, and we're going to give some speeches to rev up the troops. And the goal is to get people to sign up with various progressive groups around the state of Wisconsin to get the vote out for Kamala and for all the progressives down ballot. So we're doing the fest beer, but the goal is actually a more political one to get volunteers.
Let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. First off, Kirk, you're my hero, so thank you for that. And your singing is absolutely incredible. Guys, I've owned a company called gayandlesbianpages.com. It used to be an actual directory, and I would be more than proud if you guys could actually, we could somehow connect, and I could get you a banner and put that on our site. We also have a new site that's coming out for nationwide that's going to be called theequalitydirectory.com. And I'd love to give you guys also some free advertising on there for everybody in the LGBTQ plus community in that way. So I don't know if Earl can get you my
information. No, so hold on, Tom. Tom, Matt wants to talk to you.
I'm passively familiar with what you guys are doing. I'm glad you called in. I would love to connect off air. You can find me, matt@equalityvines.com. But let's connect. I'd really like to chat.
Hey, Tom, leave your information with Calvin, and we'll make sure that happens.
Okay, sounds great. And also, I did want to say that there's a difference between, I was on the White Dudes for Harris the other night, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt said, you know, there's two types of business people. There's honest business person versus a con man business person. And you guys are definitely in that first group. I feel that
that
group, because I'm not to be a billionaire. I'm in this to actually give back to the community.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let me ask you guys. So, price. Where are you priced when we talk about great wines? And you can go into a liquor store, and you know, you can get stuff, you know, that'll clean your gut out, you know, or you can get the stuff that, you know, you sip. And how affordable is the product?
Our wines range anywhere from, this is direct to retail, so don't gasp. These are not your prices, James. But our wines are anywhere from $35 to $60 a bottle.
So let me ask you guys, you know, what's your favorite wine? Chardonnay, you know.
I think it changes. It's seasonal. It changes with holidays. It changes if there's food. I'm drinking a lot of Pinot Noir.
You know,
right now.
I think Kurt wants you to dummy up for a
choice.
Second.
I drink choice.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc. Exclusively.
I think Kurt wants you to dummy up for a second while.
Too early in the morning.
All right. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a time this flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
All right, and welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Again, Mr. Kurt Bangstad, Mr. James Burnett, Larry Heisel Jr., Matt Grove of Equality Vines have been in the studio. Gentlemen, 844-967-2789 is the number. How can people get access, and what is the, you know? Because, you've got so many different wines, you know, it's not one or two or three, or you've got so many different options for people.
So on the distribution side, again, we are based in Southeast Wisconsin. We distribute statewide. If you have a wine or spirits or beer product that is a quality product, by all means, reach out to us if you need a distributor. I can be reached at james@bigleaguedistributing.com. My partner, Larry Heisel Jr., can be reached at lj@bigleaguedistributing.com. And we will get Equality Vines products to you as quickly as humanly possible. If you're interested, let us know.
You know, Kurt, how, I mean, you doing the beer distribution thing and produce thing and now this, you know, it's only 24 hours in a day.
I've got a lot of great people helping me out. So you see me on your show, but the wheels are turning on the political side with other folks. People are in vans right now and delivering kegs and delivering beer all over the state. And, and I got two tap rooms, and I got a great staff working those tap rooms. So I get to have fun with you, Earl, but everybody else is working a lot harder than me right now. So that's the way it goes. And they all found me, which is great. Because of the activism, most everybody that works for me found me and said, we want to be a part of what you're doing, which makes me pretty proud.
So Matt, you're the guy who lives the life of Riley and in San Diego, beautiful San Diego. How often do you move around?
I'm probably on a plane about every 8 to 10 days, mostly out on the West Coast, but now with this relationship with Big League distributing here in Wisconsin, I'm going to be out here a lot more.
Yeah. So guys, what do you want to say to people as we, prepare to kind of wrap up what I think has been just a great hour?
I think the message, and it's actually one of our lines, but love wins, and love always wins. That's what I want to say.
My message is, no matter what anybody tells you, follow your dreams, and be passionate about whatever you do. And now is not the time to be silent in Wisconsin. We have to all stand up, and we have to join hands, and we have to make sure that we do the right thing in the election, because we might not have an America after that.
So, you know, you can live anywhere, Kurt. Why have you decided to stay here?
I grew up as a middle class kid in Stevens Point, and so when my wife got sick, I came back here. But honestly, there's been times that Wisconsin has not pleased me. We're a very dysfunctional state, and I've thought a lot about going back to New York City. But I understand middle class Wisconsinites, because I was one, and I feel like potentially there's some sort of a fate thing happening here. I came back, and Wisconsin's one of the biggest swing states in the nation. I've been on both coasts, but I get Wisconsin, and so I feel like I kind of need to be here right now to do my part.
Oh, that's great. James?
While ours is Big League Distributing as a service-related business, I would say there's nothing more American than people having a choice, which is one of the key reasons. Again, I'm happy to work with these guys. I know I'm speaking for Larry and saying that as well. And, I would say that value having a choice. It's not something that is common everywhere.
So, let's see, there's nothing to give a toast to. I think we did a lot of that last night.
We my right arm is sore, Earl.
I'm only drinking water right now, Earl.
But here's a toast to Equality Vines. And you know, you have four great guys who, you know, if people look and see two black guys, two white guys, and you guys don't see any of that. This is why I always say we get so blindsided by things that really don't matter. There's no way last night in that room my wife and I felt anything but friendly people who welcomed us. And so that's kind of what this whole thing is about. Is it safe to say that, Kurt?
That it doesn't even occur to me, but it occurs to me that, what these guys have gone through, I haven't gone through. We have different stories, but I want to fight for those that have those stories, and whose ancestors have had those stories, and that's why I do what I do.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, as always, Calvin. Could not do without you. Up next, Jane Matinee and Greg Bach. Matt Nair on air. You've been tuned into a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys on tomorrow.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tellerico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.